services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing.
Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-885-4646. That's 1-800-885-4646. 1-800-885-4646. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now it is Mountain Home's girls trailing Harrison 18-14. Mountain Home is being led so far by Parker Husky and Annie Norcross with 6 points each, two for Cameron Mullen. Harrison, Claire Barger, and Shaylee Ward have 6 points each, four for Annabelle Massengale, and Reese Ricketts with two so far, but she's been a force on the boards. This game's had no ties, one lead change. And that was Harrison taking the lead in the first quarter. They have kept it ever since. So as we said earlier, Brad, this game's manageable, and now Tom will have the ball start the second half.
Yeah, that's true. You know, as you can't be super excited about the way that first half played out, but you can't be really disappointed. It's kind of one of those, we'll take it, right? We didn't shoot the ball that well. We got in foul trouble. They made a lot of their free throws at the line. That's where they got their points. Yeah, it's not how we would draw it up, but you got to take it. You're only down four. We're within striking distance. You know, we can come out, not foul, play good defense, and get some shots to fall. We'll be right back on top.
Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, and get the second half start in just a moment. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 18-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount Home with the ball to start the second half as they trail by four. Here's Jackson with the top. Thought about the three. Gives over to Norcross on the right side instead. She'll pull up for the three. Good.
Just what we needed to start that.
Annie Norcross with 9 points, all from behind the arc. 18-17. Mount Home cuts the margin to a single point as we are 35 seconds into the second half. Ball's with Barger over on the right side. She throws it down on the low block to Ricketts. She puts up the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. She just uses her frame to
get her body to kind of move people out there.
Her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points this evening, 20-17. Harrison leading it, still by one possession. Here is Mullen with it, throws it over on the right side to Jackson. It was almost stolen, but Jackson does corral it. Her jumper a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. She's looking to go back up with it. Instead, she'll try to throw it out. Ball's knocked around by Harrison, and it's right to the hands of Waymire. She'll throw it out to Jackson. Put up the three for the tie. It rolls around and falls in. Kay Jackson with her first 3 points of the night, and that's our first tie of the evening. 20 all with 6:39 left in the third quarter. And crap back quickly comes Claire Barger for the layup. Good. That was quick.
Yeah, she got it and went coast to coast there. None of the Lady Bombers turned around and stopped her from driving all the way to the lane there.
She's got some good speed, too.
She is quick.
Ball's up top with Jackson. She's going to try for the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound comes to the Lady Goblins. Here's Massengill quickly into the front court. Now she'll pull up. And Harrison will set up the offense as Barger has it between the circles. Barger's going to drill down to the low block. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Claire Barger with in double figures now with 10 points. And it's 24-20. Harrison's lead back up to two possessions. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Husky with it. Throws over to Jackson on the right side. Up top to Mullen. Gives over to Husky on the left. Up top to Waymire. Waymire trying to decide where to go with it. Now she'll drill to the left side. Give it there on the wing to Mullen. Back up top to Waymire. Over to Husky on the right. Up top now to Jackson. She's going to try for the three. And good. Nothing but net. Kay Jackson with a couple of threes here in this third quarter. She has 6 points. 24-23, Harrison up with 5:22 left in the third. Barger quickly back the other way. She's going towards the wing. Pull up for the jumper. Rolls around, does not go, and Waymire chases the rebound, and Mount Home has a chance to get their first lead since the first quarter.
Good job boxing out there by the Lady Bombers. The last two possessions, we let them get putbacks there. We were able to box out and get the ball.
Mullen dribbles up to the top. Goes over to the left side now. Throws up top to Waymire. Over to Husky on the right side. Harrison once again in a man-to-man. Husky dribbles by her defender. Drills up for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Harrison. And Mount Home will keep possession underneath the basket with 4:53 left in the third. Amelia Rucker coming in for Mount Home, replacing Cameron Mullen. And Jenna Mae Jones coming in for Harrison as Annabelle Massengill will take a seat.
You'll see the Lady Bombers switch here. Amelia's going to get off the ball to make sure she's got those three fouls, that she doesn't pick up a cheap foul knowing who they got on the other end down there on defense.
Inbound pass goes to Jackson on the right side. She drills to the free throw line, kicks out to Waymire on the left. Now goes up to Husky. She'll dribble toward, she goes over to the left side. Now gives it to Norcross. She's going to try for the three for the lead. Rolls around and falls in.
Annie's birthday's today. It's her 18th birthday, so she's getting some good rolls for her birthday here.
And that gives Mount Home the lead, 26-24, and Norcross in double figures with 12 points. Ball goes over to with Barger on the right side. She will throw it down to Ricketts in the paint. She gets in for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound, kicks it out back out to Barger. She dribbles into the paint, pulls up for the jumper. That one will not go, and a foul's going to be called on Harrison on the rebound attempt.
Barger got frustrated. She missed that shot there and tried to jump over the top of Lauren as she was boxing her out and got that foul.
Claire Barger picks up her first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Harrison here in the second half. Husky walked the ball into the front court. Another half-court man for Harrison. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right side. Now up top to Rucker. She's going to try for the three. In and out, no good. Rebounds knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Mountain Home. That was just unfortunate. It was Waymire just wasn't expecting that ball to come right to her face like that.
Yep, good hustle play. Lady Bombers going for the ball, and it just came down, hit us, and went out of bounds. You know, I like this lineup that the Bombers have in. We got really four shooters in Lauren that can step out there. Harrison's going to have to step out and guard us or behind that three-point line.
Lady Bombers up 26-24 with 3:46 left in the third. Ball is with Cecil on the right side. She takes the screen, drills the elbow. Now ball goes over on the left, over in the corner now to Ward. Now ball goes to Ricketts on the low block. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Home's going to get it back on the turnover.
Amelia came in from backside defense there. Ricketts tried to get the ball, had nowhere to go with it, went straight overhead out of bounds.
Yep. Now timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 3:37 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 26-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Well, Mount Home taking the timeout with the 3:37 left to play in the third quarter as they lead Harrison 26-24. They got three timeouts left, Harrison with four. Mount, I tell you what, Harrison's on a little bit of a drought at the moment.
They are, and good thing Mountain Home was able to take advantage of that during that drought. That's what it's all about. Basketball's a game of runs.
It really is.
If you can make shots when the other team is not making shots, you're going to have a good chance to win this thing.
Husky walks the ball into the front court, throws over to Norcross on the left side. She dribbles to the elbow, kicks up top to Rucker. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Mountain Home is coming out hot this half.
Amelia Rucker with her first 3 points of the night, and it is Mountain Home up by five now, 29-24 with 3:12 left in the third. Barger throws over on the left side to Jones. She'll dribble to the corner. Goes cross-court over on the right side to Cecil. She's going to try for the three. No good, and Waymeyer tries to come up with a rebound. I don't know if she was going with a foul call there, little push-off.
It looked like the Harrison girl kind of tipped it, and it went right off Lauren's hand. She couldn't grab a hold of it. She was in great position to box out. It just kind of one of those, both hands got on the ball, and Lauren was unfortunately the last one to touch it.
So Harrison inbounds it, balls with Ward. He throws it over on the right side to Barger. Tries to throw it down to Ricketts. Good job by Annie Norcross knocking that ball away.
Yep, Annie's fronting, and then we got the backside help coming in. Parker was right there behind it once again. Once Ricketts catches the ball, she has nowhere to go with it.
Yep. Jones will inbound the ball on the baseline for the Lady Goblins. Throws it into Ward in the left corner. Now she's going to drill down to Lane going in for the running jumper. No good. Ball is knocked around. And I think they're going to call a foul on Mountain Home on the rebound. Yep. Lauren Waymeyer is called for that foul. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half. The second half, excuse me, against the Lady Bombers. Waymeyer's going to check out of the game. She'll be replaced by Emma Wilbur. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Harrison with the ball, trailing by five. Inbound pass goes to Ward. Throws up top to Cecil. She'll drill a little more on the right wing. Throws it down to Ricketts in the lane for the layup. Good. That time she was in good position.
That time she got position. They threw that injury pass kind of from the elbow on top of the key instead of down there on the side of the wing and didn't allow the Lady Bombers to get in the best help position there.
2.5 minutes, Mountain Home's up 29-26, and Husky's going into the lane for layup, can't get it to go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Good job by Husky to get by her defender and find that lane to the basket.
I love to see that about Parker. Parker's been a great player all through her years of being a good point guard, setting people up. I love to see her attacking the goal.
That foul's calling Claire Cecil, her second personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Goblins. Before Husky shoots, Harrison's going to take a timeout. 2:25 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home up on Harrison 29-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Harrison takes the timeout. Both teams have three full timeouts left. They're both out of 30s now. Parker Husky at the free throw line to shoot two. She's 3-for-4 so far from the line with 6 points. First one is up and in.
I love to see the students here from Mountain Home. It's pretty funny. You got the Harrison students on one side of the gym. They're all dressed in black. You got the Mountain Home students on the other side all dressed in white.
This guy is good. Second free throw for Husky is up, and she gets both. 8 points on the night for Parker Husky. Back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Barger. She's quickly going towards the low block. Picks up her dribble. Now throws over to Jones. Cross court on the left side to Cecil. She finds Ward just outside the paint. Now gives up top to Jones. Over to Barger now. She has it near the right wing. Ball goes over to Jones on the left side. Now to Ward. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Annie Norcross. Back on the Lady Bombers with a chance to make it a three-possession game.
We will take that shot all day long. Let the other big post have that shot outside. The Lady Bombers got to be happy with that defensive possession there.
1:50 left to play in the third quarter. Now, Claire Barger just used her quickness to get in that lane and come up with a steal. And now a jump ball's going to be – no, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a reach-in foul on the Lady Bombers there. With 1:44 left to play in the third, Emma Wilbur picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. And now Mountain Home has three players with three fouls.
Yeah, you know, it's our big girls are the posts are the ones not getting the fouls, which is good because that's who we've got to stop is Ricketts.
Here is Barger with up top, a little over a minute and a half left to play in this third quarter. Lady Bombers up by five. Ball goes over to Cecil on the right side. And across court to Jones was read by Parker Husky. She comes up with a steal. Smart play there by Husky. Well, goes over to Norcross on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ricketts. Look good, just a little short.
A little short. That would have been a great, great change of possession there. Steal into a three. Huge momentum shift for the Lady Bombers there.
109 left to play in the third quarter. And just like that, Harrison turns it back over. Mount Tom got in another passing lane, knocked it away, but then Ward touched it before it went out of bounds. 107 left to play in the third quarter. Emma Wilbur takes a seat. Again, she just picked up her third foul not too long ago. She'll be replaced by Lauren Waymeyer. Lady Bombers up 31-26. Husky with it. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymeyer. She'll throw it back out to Norcross. Lady Bombers keep possession. Now Husky has up top. Throws over to Rucker on the right side. 43 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Rucker's dribbling down towards the paint. Now kicks out to Waymeyer on the right side, up top to Husky. Think Mountain Home will hold for the last shot?
I think we will. Up five. We would love to go into the fourth quarter up five, if not eight. You know, potential eight if we can get a three here.
Husky almost loses the handle of the ball, but is able to control it. 21 seconds left to play in the third. Again, Mountain Home's up by five. Husky getting some distance between her and her defender, Cecil. Husky still dribbling up at the top, down to 10 seconds left. Now she's going to drill to the right side, going to the toward the lane, and she's called for the carry. She did. Just dribbled a little too high.
Yep.
That's just one of those you'd like to have back. But
yep, she had the lane. She had the shot, too. Just kind of got underneath that ball and cupped it just a little bit there.
6.7 seconds left as Harrison will inbound it to try to make it a one-possession game before the end of the period. Inbound pass goes to Jones, down to 4 seconds to Ward. Now pass is knocked away, and I don't think Harrison's going to get a shot off. They will not. But Claire Barger did hit that from long distance, but well after the buzzer. It will not count. And Mount Tom will go into the final period at leading by five. Our score after three. Mount Tom up on Harrison 31-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 20,